Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Lunar New Year has begun, ushering in the Year of the Horse, a festival marked by renewal across Asia and far beyond. From fireworks lighting Vietnam's skyline to incense prayers in Hong Kong, bustling markets in Taipei, and lantern-filled streets in Malaysia, billions are celebrating a holiday centered on family, prosperity, and hope for the future. While traditions differ, the message is shared: unity, heritage, and optimism for the year ahead. Across the region, midnight celebrations welcomed the new zodiac cycle, with fireworks illuminating city skylines and families gathering for Zhu Zhenfan says symbolism lies at the heart of the spring festival, the traditional name of the Lunar New Year.
During the spring festival, it's essential for people in Taiwan to eat fish, which means the family has enough to spare every year. The incorporation of meaningful symbolism into food is a reflection of traditional Chinese culture. The cultural atmosphere between the two sides of the Taiwan Strait is closely intertwined and inseparable. People on both sides celebrate the Spring Festival together.
In Taipei, traditional markets filled with shoppers buying dried meats, vegetables, and prepared dishes for family feasts, the final preparations before celebrations began. In Kuala Lumpur's Chinatown, lantern displays and zodiac decorations drew large crowds, with tourists joining local families in the festivities. Chinese visitor Elaine Zhang says the atmosphere stands out.
We think Malaysia pay top attention to this festival. It's very good. Family here can enjoy the festival together, and it's very happiness.
French tourist Anaëlle Pichon says celebrations across the city feel energetic and colorful.
In town, everybody's excited. It looks at the mall here. Beautiful. I'm taking a zillion pictures. It's very exciting, yeah, I think.
Another visitor, Xiao Weibing, says the strength of the celebrations surprised his family.
This is my first time in Malaysia. I didn't expect the New Year atmosphere to be so strong here. My whole family is having a wonderful time.
In Manila, at the world's oldest Chinatown in Binondo, Johnny Dente has set up bouquets of fruit, knowing from experience this time of year is among the busiest.
These are mandarin oranges. We put it on our front door with rice because they say if you put this on display, the blessings can come in. Blessings.
The festival's reach extends far beyond Asia. In Peru's capital, Lima, celebrations in the historic Chinatown reflect more than 175 years of cultural exchange. Fortune teller Francisco Choi says the rare double fire horse symbolizes transformation and renewal.
It is practically a double fire horse and will bring about a transformation. It will help us humans to reset our energy and our path, and it will be very auspicious for all signs of the Chinese zodiac.
In Hong Kong, thousands gathered at temples ahead of the new year, lighting incense sticks and making wishes for good fortune. Across the Mong Kok flower market, shoppers searched for blooms symbolizing prosperity, even as unusually warm weather reshapes buying habits. Shopper Sam Chan says festive flowers are chosen to welcome prosperity.
is all about celebrating the Lunar New Year. Having red and purple flowers can bring prosperity.
In Queensland, line dancers are keeping a centuries-old tradition alive, moving to the beat of drums, often described as the heartbeat of the lion. Performer Jordan Doe says the art form is built on teamwork, where dancers and musicians rely on each other to bring the lion to life.
I guess with lion dance, you have to work together. It's definitely a team sport. You know, there's no, the lion can't play, can't dance without the music, and the music can't perform without the lions.
The global scale of the festival was also reflected in messages from world leaders and religious figures. Pope Leo XIV offered his blessing, expressing hope the new year would strengthen families and encourage peace.
In the coming days, the Lunar New Year will be celebrated by billions of people in East Asia and other parts of the world. May this joyful celebration encourage people to live family relationships and friendships more intensely, bring serenity to homes and society, and be an opportunity to look together to the future, building peace and prosperity for all peoples. With my best wishes for the new year, I express my affection to all and invoke the Lord's blessing upon each one of you.
Across Asia and the Pacific, leaders echoed similar wishes, describing the horse as a symbol of resilience and progress. Beyond the region, diaspora communities marked the festival with dragon dances, lantern parades, and family gatherings. As the Year of the Horse begins, celebrations across continents are carrying forward a shared message of renewal, connection, and hope for the year ahead. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.